Kedach. In the yes, I know some men know. There are people in our days. So chaisim to us and gayim and ladim. That it's us that touch kids, your own kids. Raktarach shivino ma'atzvam kol davar. They have to understand it. The loy la'achricham, and not to force them to do things. The koskin loy la'chaisam, and for sure not to hit them. But nice mam kol ma'asher writes them, and you give them whatever they want. This is not the proper chinuch according to Torah. Even though it is true that it is not proper to hit a lot in distant intervals, with long intervals. If you hit people, if kids all the time, it's meaningless. But not to punish them at all, that's wrong. These women, the Ami Lenel Belina Lekanishka, we won't force our kids to go to the Beis Medrash. If he wants to learn, he'll go learn. They don't do good. They should force him to do the Mishpat, and the Rabbeinu Shlomo will teach him. When he holds the rod, spare the rod, spoil the child. You hate the child. If you love your child, Shachrei Musar. What does Shachrei mean?
Disciplines him in his youth.
He'll end up hating his kid. He'll see him go bad. After the Medrash asks the question, is there a person that hates his child? Since he doesn't teach him and give him mussar on the ways of Chachma and the way to act, Nikra Sinei, to call me. One who shows his child the proper way of Chacham and Derech Eretz, who is called, you love your child. You teach him in his youth. Again, what was the word he said?
He doesn't translate exactly.
He
says that he who loves him disciplines him in his youth.
If you keep your kid away from forcing him, Gagui means he was adored. But like we do, when he didn't give him Musa, he had some type of rubbish and nail, and he hated him at the end. But Timmy Bates arranged him and he sent him out empty handed. He sat at the crossroads and he robbed people. He never would hear parrot on them. He writes it by the way, you your face off. He was on to the time as well. I should like me do. He didn't give Muslim how much his name, how much Averis Avar. He was over 5 Averis in the day Abraham Avinu died. The Maran Sanhedrin. Baba Basra. Right, Chitab meets his others. Esav desired his father to die, and because Liar Sazach was going to kill his brother. The eyes of David saw Yasser Avshalom Benai, didn't give Musa to Avshalom, but let me know. Yasser David saw, because Liar Gazavim, he wanted to kill his dad. Shachim and Plakshav lived with David's Plakshim. Require him like Lelach Yachav, because David to go barefoot. Menaflu, and he saw Kama, Lofim, and Kama, Rebavis. Thousands and ten thousands. We'll stop over here. What? No, that means young Taka. That means
young.
That's true. Bach Meisher? Yeah, it was tough. This was a tough test.
What was the rule of
Moses? No, we're talking about parents, not Rebbeim.
What?
This piece is talking about parents. Not Rebbeim.
Revolva argues.
Yes and no. I am learning Revolva.
one chinuch I have to say for now. I'm in the middle of learning it with somebody b'chavrusa, so not so clear. But I'm not going to get involved in it now. We have to. It is 6 o'clock.
Yeah, very simple reason. The children do not
understand. Rabbi Mark Rettman? Again, I'm not going to go into it now. I'm learning it right now. I'm in the middle of learning it. Yes, hello?
Yes, hi. So I logged in early. I did not hear you start the recording. Did you do it like way early?
We'll find out. Yes, I started it.
Thank you.
The day out there. It says
it's 6:01.
Twisted love. Just love, and it'll all work out.
I know. And there's a day out there like that.
Not a day is out there, Rebbe.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Again, everything is to be taken out. There's a book on Rabbi Trenk called Love, Just Love Them, right? So somebody told me his kid learned by Rabbi Trenk and he loved Rabbi Trenk with Benafshai. But Rabbi Trenk threw him down the steps once when he did something wrong. So that's how he loved them, and the kid still loved Rabbi Trenk. But, you know, you just love them, but sometimes you just love them a little bit differently. You have to know what you're doing. He didn't because he lost it. He didn't do it because he lost it. And he didn't put the kid in danger. And they didn't have to arrest him. They didn't have to do any of that. Okay, so, you know, we got to, you know, take everything that has to be taken with a grain of salt. Yes, you should love your kid. That's a good idea. Okay. Okay. We are talking now. The Gemara is trying to find in Nafkamina, when a woman gives birth to twins, and the living one, or the one that's complete, is a girl, what difference does the sandal make? If it's a boy, so the sandal, we don't know whether it's a boy or girl, will make a difference, because it might be a girl, and that changes the days of Tumantara. So it's important that the sandal is taken into consideration. But if the baby, we'll call it the surviving baby, is a girl, so whether the sandal is a boy or a girl should make no difference. Because if a person gives birth to twins, a woman gives birth to twins, she gets the halachas of Nekeva, and Zachar makes no difference in her halacha. So why, if the baby is a girl and there's a sandal along with it, do we care about the sandal? So the first Gemara said that first, the Gemara just said the difference by a boy. Now the Gemara says that even by a girl it makes a difference. With two lines at the bottom of Chafei Amid Beis. Davar Achar. Another pshat in the difference that a sandal makes. Shimtelad Nekeva Lefnei Shkiyas Achama. The sandal Lachar Shkiyas Achama. Mayna Tchilas Nidah L'Rishon U'Tchilas Nidah L'Achron. Okay, here is the halacha. Let's just set it up. A woman who gives birth to a girl has 14 days of tumah. Then she has 66 days of tara. During those 66 days of tara, she can see as much blood or a little blood, whatever she sees. It makes no difference. She's tar anyway. That's the halacha. That ends all on day 80. Once day 80 is over, if she sees blood, she's a nida. And then she goes back to the regular halachas of Nida and Zava. If you remember, we learned that a woman is a Nida in those days was a Tame for 7 days. That's what the Torah says. And then afterwards, there were 11 days. And if she saw during those 11 days, she either had to keep 1 day tar, and if she saw 3 consecutive days, she had to keep 7 days tar. So a calendar was extremely important for a woman in those days because she had to know, am I in the days of Nida, am I in the days of Zava? How many days am I Aser? Do I have to bring a carbon? If she's a Zava, she's going to end up bringing a carbon. If she's a Nida, she doesn't bring a carbon. Right? So those things became very important in the day. Now, since this woman gave birth, so now she has to keep, when is my days of Nida going to start again? Day 81. Now, she gave birth to a girl on Sunday and to a sandal on Monday, one right before Skia, one right after Tzeis. So now she doesn't know what's day 1 and therefore doesn't know what's day 81. Because day 81 of Sunday or Monday, if the sandal is a boy, so I don't care about the boy, he's included in the girl,
because his 7 and 33 is going to be included in the 14 and 66. But so we would count from Sunday. If the Sandra was a girl, we would count from Monday. So this woman now, she's on day 81 from Sunday. Now, if the Sandra was a girl, she's still in the days of Tara. So she's not an Ida. If the Sandra was a boy, she's now an Ida. Okay? So she'll be Machmer. Then 7 days later, she sees again. Now, is she an Ida? If you started from Monday, she's still in the days of Nidus. If you started from Sunday, she's now a Zeba, headed to Zivas. She's all confused. Her calendar's all messed up. So the sandal makes a difference, even if the baby's a girl, if the sandal was born on a different calendar day than the first baby. That's what the Gemara says.
And again, Zivas, is this one day, she just goes one day?
Two days, she gives one day. If it's 3 days, she's a Zeba, 7 days, and a carbon. 7 clean days, different than either. And those who paid attention to Tri Satira and Mitzaira, it said, Yishikizaba Beloy Esnidasa, not during the time of Anita. Right? That's the Parsha of Zaba. It's the Parsha of Nida and the Parsha of Zaba.
That would mean that like a lady who has a 30-day vest, 12 to 30 is also the same as after 7.
No, but a lady, a regular lady, and again, not today, but in those days, had, saw a period. She started 7. After 7, there was an 11-day window that she can't become an Ida. Now, if she doesn't see till day 20, she's an Ida again. She passed those 11 days of the window of Zivas. So a woman that has a 30-day vest never enters Zivas because she goes through the 11 days without having seen blood. So she never enters Zivas. It's only if the woman sees anywhere between day 7, day 8, through day 18. That's the 11-day window that a woman can become a Zeva. If she doesn't see those 11 days, anytime she sees afterwards, she goes back to Nidus.
Is Zeva spiritual? Is
Zeva
spiritual imperfection or physical?
A Zeva. Same thing as a Zeva. Again, let me just explain. The way the Torah views it, okay, we're now looking for the eyeglasses of the Torah. Any healthy person should never be a Zav. He can be a Balkari. If he gets married, he's going to be a Balkari. That's life. But he should never be a Zav, and it's a different kind of discharge.
But it's white.
It's white, but it's a different texture.
But a woman's Zav is...
It's all red. Blood. It's all blood. Now, a healthy woman should never be a Zeva. No woman should see between day 8 and day 18. It's a spiritual punishment. The Rishayim counted, it's interesting, in the Das Gein and Balatayis and in other Rishayim, when they list the sequence of Tzaras, they say, Batim, houses, Gadim, Zivus, Adam. They put Zivus into the sequence of Tzaras. It's a form of Tzaras. It's not Mitzayra. It's Zeva. It's Zav. But what they're telling you is, this is a spiritual punishment to a person who deserves the punishment. It's in the sequence of punishments. Again, I'm just reading the Das Kain. If you take a look at last week's parsha, it reads the sequence of punishments. It lists houses, Mitzvadim, Zivus, Tzaras, Avada. Why Zivus put in the middle? It's a form of a spiritual punishment. If you don't mind me ad-libbing here, I don't like to usually do it, but I don't mind, I'll do it now. The Sephorno says, why does the Zav have to keep 7 days? To be Mahara and Tshuva for what caused her to become a Zava. To sit there for 7 days and think, why did I become a Zava? That's why she needs 7 clean days. Why did the Rabbani Shalom do this to me? And after she does tshuva, she brings a chatas for what she did b'maisa, and an ayla for what she did b'machshava. Ayla's machab b'machshava. That's what the Sephorno says. That means here's a zava. The Rabbi Shem says to her, listen, you became a zava. Something's wrong.
He gives her 2 strikes.
What?
He gives her 2 strikes before he does that. She has 2 days. 100%.
for punishment from Machshava? Is that what you mean?
I'm reading it. Take a look at the Zaborno. Yitzchak Margaret hasn't said a word of his own yet. And I'm going to say something in a minute. But Zava, the Zaborno says, is to say, hello, wake up. You did something b'maisi, you did something b'makshava. That's what the Zaborno says. So you're going to think about 7 days about what you can do to better yourself. And then at the end, you're going to bring a chatas for whatever did wrong. And it's not, hey, you were Machal Shabbos. For that, you don't need to become a Zava. For that, there's the Torah prescribed. This is obviously chatoim that don't get a certain carbon. But it's inappropriate behavior. Let's call it Lashon Hara. Let's call it lack of tznias. Let's call it whatever it may be that causes this woman to become a zava. And the Rebbeinu Shem says, okay, now take time out and think and go through your life and figure out why in the world did the Rebbeinu Shem send you this message. And then bring a chatas for the actions you did, and an oil for the machshava you did. This is what the Zaborno writes. So, my part on this was that once the women were machmer, that even on Nida they said shiva nikiyim. So now, there's no difference between Nidas and Zivas. That means the women will never think that they did anything wrong. They have a natural cycle. They become an Nida, they keep 7 clean days. And if they ever see 10, day 12, they don't think, oh, this is an aberration. They'll say, oh, I became a period again. Nobody, the women don't think in terms of zivas anymore. There's no such concept. There's no kabbalas anymore. And there's no chumra of shiva nikiyah. That means they gave up this desirous of 7 clean days, which was a desirous for tshuva. They don't have it anymore. Because now women accept that as part of the natural life cycle. And the main of China is they sacrifice that is Iris of Tshuva, for Yiras Shemayim, that in case it is Zivas, I have to keep 7 clean days, so I'm going to be machmer in any blood as if it's Zivas. That means they made a chumra in the fear that they might be a Zava, and they gave up the difference between Nidus and Zivas. So they never think in terms of a message from the Rabbinic Shalom. In their eyes, all blood is equal. I have to keep 7 clean days. And they don't think in terms, this is natural and this is not natural. They don't think in that terms. Because there's no difference in halacha. They're keeping 7 clean days anyway.
That's just 7 of the 11 days. That's only 7 of the 11.
What do you mean?
No. You keep an extra week of in the Zivas.
They keep 7 clean days. That means to them, they don't know the difference between Nida and Ziva. You go to a woman that graduates Beis Yaakov and goes to college classes and ask her, what's the difference between Anita and Zava? She'll look at you like you came from Mars. How's she supposed to know? Nobody taught her. It makes no difference today. It's not Anigeya. In Halacha, we treat everybody like a Zava. There's no Kabbalah anyway. So what difference will make? There's no Shiva Nikiyah. She keeps Shiva Nikiyah for everything. Means they sacrificed that is Iris of Zivas for the Yerushalayim. Maybe they're wrong in their calendar, and therefore they should keep Zivas. Just pointing that out.
How to go from 5 to 7. 5 and then 7.
5 is a different thing completely. We haven't got there yet.
When did that?
Again, that's why we're learning the
Tzitzis
Nida.
It had nothing to do with Trumas and Kataras Kodesh.
Nothing to do with it. That's the Gemara Devar Achar. Shem Taylor, the Cave of the Fnei Shkiyas Hachama, the Sand of Lachar Shkiyas Hachama, Vayne Tchilas Nida L'Rishon means day 81 she has to say maybe I'm a Nida, or Tchilas Rishon Achron, or maybe 82 is the day she's a Nida. And her calendar is all messed up. Rashi's going to give us 2 pshatim in here. Let us read Rashi. A long Rashi. Davar Achar. It's up the narrow lines. Okay, it's a long Rashi, so I'll ask everybody to please come along with me. I feel the old him in the cave. It's our last suffix sandal. We have to mention suffix sandal. Why?
Look at my finger.
I don't have the. It's about 20 lines up the narrow line.
Left 3 muscles on the whole page.
I feel the old him in the cave. It's our last suffix sandal. You have to mention the suffix of sandal. Sheim tapu shnayim, the same Rashi. Sheim snapu shnayim echad b'fnei shkiyas hachama v'echad v'achad shkiyas hachama. She miscarries both, one before and one after. The truth is, you could say one is a live birth. Mayna tchilas nida l'rishon, tchilas nida l'achron. Rocky Casino Lab the Sefta. This is the way that the Sefta explains it. Rocky Perusha. Shim Tabu Shneyam, the cave of Nefneshkiya Sakama, and it came on Sunday, Vasandu Lakashkiya, and a Sandu Monday, Sunday night, which is Monday. Mayna Lakash Yiklu Yemetaya Larishan, Tilasida. After day 80 of Sunday, she has to say maybe Amanita. Because it might have been that the Sandu was a boy. And if the Sandu was a boy, it doesn't affect anything. V'chein la'achron. But she also has to worry maybe the Sandu was a girl. You got it. She sees day 81 of baby one. Have a tchilas nida. She's a tchilas nida. Maybe. The doma Sandu sanar la'achroshki yazakaru. Because maybe the Sandu was a boy. The color you made tired sergeant by himself men. And his you made tired was over way before. Beloy Mashri Basar Payalub in the Kepa has nothing to do with day 81 anymore. She talks of Matur Mechesler, and then if she sees on day 89, right, Matur Tzaliyah Seferi Shem Kinega Gaim, and she considers herself a Zaba, or a beginning of a Zaba, needs one clean day. I mean, and Domo Sandu in the Kepa, maybe Monday's birth was a girl. Therefore, the day you saw 81 wasn't Nida. And therefore, you're not a Zava now. You're still in the days of Nida. Through the 81 of the first one. What you saw on day 81 was Dam Tayer. And now what you're seeing on day 81 of the second one is Tchilas Nida. V'hainu Tchilas Nida L'yachron. So now she's all confused. When does my calendar start? Day 81 of one, day 81 of two. Bahakri Amikikalis, the Adina Bahakri Abasraisa. We don't know on day 89, Ishmael Shaib, indeed he, Ishmael Shaib, Kenegajai. If it's from the second one, day 89 of the first is day 88 of the second, she's still in the day of Zabnida. If you start from Sunday, she's now past Nida, she's in the 11 day window. It's 25 minutes in Eretz Yisrael. Where from Skia to Tzeis is 25 minutes. So she gave birth at 8 o'clock and at 8:30.
Let's assume for both girls.
So now she counts from the second one. First one doesn't count. We go by the last later. Of the second one.
Is the new count of...
No. She started counting 81 from Monday.
Okay. 81 days afterwards.
Sorry?
Unless she finishes at 80 after the second one.
That's
81. That's
81
on the first one.
Yeah. So now she saw day 80 of the second, which is day 81 of the first. What is she? Anita or Tyre?
If it's in a cave,
we don't know if the Sandu was in a cave or not.
So, okay. Well, it can't be Machmer.
Well, you're losing on both ends. Because she sees again on day 89 of the first one.
A week later.
Now you're back into
Ziva. Is she a Zava? Is this in Ziva's days or Nida days? Yes. No. You can give one carbon and twins.
Even though they're born 2 days later.
Doesn't make a difference.
That's why the parents had to realize.
Again, it's a side issue. We're not going to get involved in that. Later. Listen, Akhrina Gesina. Simtelu in the cave of the Fneshkiya, Besandu Lacharskiya. Mayna Tchilas laid them in Achram, Besoif laid them in Arishan. Just a different way of expressing it. You count the beginning of the Tumah days from Sunday. And you count the end of the Tumah days from Monday. Meaning, you're Machmer on both sides. It might be Sunday, might be Monday. Vaki Purusha. Afilu Hechud in the Shal in the cave of Baday. Even if she had in the cave of. Chutzuch Sandu. Shimtelu in the cave of the Fnei Shkia, Basandu Shu Sabik Zarka Lacha Shkia. Mayna Tchilas Leda, she starts the beginning of the 81, Dainu Yimei Tumah, the beginning of the 15, in Akron. Her 15 starts on Monday. The Dilma Sando Nami Nakeva. Umanina Mine Yudalin, she tests Vav Lurishin. So she gets 14, which is 15th day of the first one. The Saifle, the Hani Yimei Tayyar, Minim Nina Rishin Lahachme. The second shot makes it much less complicated. It just says she has to be Machmer 15 days from the second Leda, but can't count Yimei Tayyar only 80 days from the first Leda. That she can know. So she has to know, without getting involved in what happens on day 81. Stop. When does Yimei Tayyar end? 80 from first or 80 from second? 80 from first. When does Yimei Tumah end? 15 from first second. So it just tells you that when she, now what happens afterwards is like the first step, and that's just saying a very simple difference. Shemtira, Yain Pe'alov, Nainu Pe'el Achman, Vitamina Lam Shemnita. Again, the same thing. She sees day 81, she might be an Ida. I mean, it sounds like a problem. If I fall, Yain Shemtira, you may tell her. It's the same shot. Udin Akeva, Kamai, Sinami, Hashka, Kalulu. And the first one ended. Nainu Tzairak, Dilav Sando, not of the Sando, of Meyoni, Meitumah, Rishon, Veloy, Meitumah, El Yudalat. Right? Had there not been a Sando, everything would have been from day one. Vashti Yasma Tezvav. Now she has to go 15 because of the second one. We have a Pshita one says Sando in the Kevahi. Lavitz Kiddus Nidan Peil Beis Lurishon. Had we known the Sando's in the Kevah, she would have an extra day of Tara. The Bas of Blood, Akron is Nidan. The same shot, just different, pointing out different differences. That's all. Dr. Gemara Vaita, Ditnan, Gabe, okay, now, Sandu Ditnan Gabe Bechairis. Now we're going to take a trip through Shas. So this is the difference by Sandu, by woman giving birth. But the Mishnah discusses Sandu in animals, you don't have to say that, in woman giving birth, the Gabe Bechor. What difference does a Sandu make when we talk about firstborns? So we're going to go through every place the Mishnah mentioned Sando and show what difference does it make that it's a Sando. Sando did not gabi b'chayres. By the halacha is that the Mishnah says, let's take a look in Rashi right away, top Rashi on the page. Gabi b'chayres diktani, hamapela Sando, a woman that miscarries a Sando, habo achra b'chayr l'nachla bei b'chayr l'kayin. The next baby is a b'chayr l'nachla, not a b'chayr l'kayin. So if the Mishnah, the Gemara explains that. The Mayochasa, what difference does a sandal make? The Ba Achra Bechor L'Nachra Be Bechor L'Kayin. Because a sandal is a birth. Right? If a sandal weren't a birth, then the next one would be Petarechem. But since a sandal is a birth, he was Petarechem. But if you remember, the rule by father was, if the father mourns, the father doesn't mourn over a sandal, therefore the next one is the Bechor L'Nachra.
You have to open the womb.
What?
You just have to open the
wound. For a Gayan. Right. Sando did not got me Croesus from my Hokusa. It's written in by Croesus. It's talking over there. Now that's talking about bringing a, that's a Mesechnus Croesus. Got me the Chiev to bring a carbon. So what is that effect? So the Gemara is from Taylor's Vlad Derek Dyphon. So he had a C-section and they took the baby out from a C-section. That woman does not have to bring a carbon. Because we learn out, according to one Mandiyamar, that it has to be a natural birth. C-section birth does not have to bring a carbon. The sandal derech rechem, and then she gives birth to a sandal the regular way. So this woman had twins, with one baby being taken out C-section, and the other baby being taken out through the womb regularly, meaning derech rechem, meaning through the regular way of birth. And then what happens now, as far as carbon is concerned?
C-section came first.
Yes. It doesn't make a difference. She had one natural birth and one C-section birth.
Usually it's a
natural
birth. Stalls out.
Could be. Again, I'm not arguing this. I'm just pointing out what's going to get here. Does she bring a carbon? The answer is yes, because Sando's a baby. If Sando weren't a baby through a C-section doesn't bring a carbon. Again, a woman has a birth, a regular, today, a woman has a birth through a C-section. She's not chayiv in a carbon. You know, by the way, every woman that gives birth is chayiv in a carbon. When Mashiach comes, you're going to have to bring karbanos. Right? But at this point, they're not bringing karbanos. A woman that has a C-section doesn't have to bring a carbon. So this woman had a birth through a C-section plus a Sando through a regular way. Since Sando is a baby, she has to bring a carbon. That's what it says. That's where Sando makes a difference whether it's considered a birth or not. We got to be carbon. It makes many differences. Yes, doctor. I knew you were going to ask that. I could have predicted that question. But the Gemara deals with women surviving C-section.
No, I'm aware of how the Gemara
treats the birth. But Rav Chaim Volozhiner brings this as one of his rayas that they knew a lot more than we give them credit for.
I have no problem with that. But my question to you is, does a dead person owe a korban?
No.
Okay, thank you.
Dead people don't owe a korban. They don't owe. If she dies during childbirth, she doesn't have. Nobody has to bring a carbon for her. Right. Well, Reb Shimon d'Amar Yaitzah Derech D'Ayfa Bat Ma'al Yehu. Reb Shimon says C-sections do bring korbanos. Ma'ayik L'Meimar. What difference does it make whether the Sando is a baby or not? This woman had a birth anyway. She's going to bring a carbon anyway. Dr. Gemara, you know what the difference is going to be? Amar Rebir Mi'ashim Teilut Vlad B'Yaitzah Benetz Kechavim. She had a baby when she was still not a Jew. And then she ran into the mikvah, and the sandal la'achash in his gaira, and then gave birth in his sandal. So now, did she give birth as a Jewish woman? A non-Jewish woman that gives birth doesn't have to bring a carbon. A Jewish woman that gives birth has to bring a carbon. She had a sandal after her gairus. Does she have to bring a carbon or not? Right. And the Maisi carbon on Sando, she brings a carbon on the Sando. So we're just showing how a Sando being a baby affects halacha. In Bechairis, in Krisis, it's always mentioned there, so we're trying to say what difference it makes. Rashi. The Mai Hilchasa. Kasalka Dai took the Ba'achra of the Saif Sano.
She
went to
the mikveh after she had her first kid?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. But twin births can be many days apart. She could go walk there and she could just, didn't take care of
her. Yeah, she could be carried there. No crash in the Mayo herself.
Rabbi, I'm sorry. A baby is Jewish if delivered by a Jewish woman.
Correct.
Not a moment before. So a baby conceived while she was not Jewish, it doesn't matter. Conception doesn't matter at all. Viability doesn't matter.
Correct.
We're talking about just only the birth matters.
Correct. Now, there is a machloekus in Masechtas Yevamos. Maybe I shouldn't be saying so much, but I'll say it anyway. What happens when a woman goes to the mikveh when she's pregnant? She's megayah when she's pregnant. Is it pshat that the baby is Jewish because he's born to a Jewish mother? Or is it pshat that the baby was megayah by the mother's going to the mikveh? There is a machlokes. Either way, the baby is Jewish. The question is he Jewish because he's born to a Jewish mother? Or is he Jewish because when his mother went to the mikvah, he went to the mikvah also? And it's not a chatzitza. Why discuss that, Yibam? Yes?
If I remember correctly, I mean, there are references to the mila of being conceived in Kedusha and not being conceived. So there is a difference. But is it relevant regarding a kind that the child of a woman who is Magyar during pregnancy cannot marry a kind? I may be remembering incorrectly. I know there's a chiluk made.
Yeah, there are chilukim. I can tell you chilukim right now, but for what we want to hear, that it's Jewish, he's Jewish.
Oh, sure, yeah.
That's all I meant to say. Of course, there are differences in halacha. Chuck Rashi, the Mayogasa. Now, what's the Gemara's Kasha? What do we look? Why did we think there's no Nafkamina? That the Gemara Kasalgadai took the Ba'achar Moshev Son of Moshev Snaim Kusumayri. We thought that the difference of a Sando is what's going to be born later. But Lamili Sando,
Who cares if the first one was a sandal? Haloi beloi sandal, Petr Vlad de Badeya Sabahachrav. What's the, what are we saying? The sandal affects the next baby. What? Meaning, what's, of course, why is a sandal affect any more than anything else? Mishani Leba Achrav, Klemmer, Mekachuch Tzkasando, Im Yatsav Lach Imoy Achrav. Let's say the twin is born after the sandal. It's the twin of Bechor. The sandal was born first, and at the same birthing time, she gave birth to a other child. That other child is not a Bechor Lekayin, because his mother already had Petarechem. The sandal was the Petarechem. She's Bechor Lenachem, but not Bechor Lekayin. Gabi Krisas, the Berekam, the Yachi of Carbon. The Mayokas, the Tapis, the Mishim Vad, he might talk carbon. She's bringing carbon anyway. Lai Yaita Derek Dyphon, Aide Sam, through anesthesia. Lai Machai the carbon. The Sim Gabi carbon, Ishaki says, Ria the Yolda Zachar. At the Taylor, Mimokim Shimazaras. We learn now that the birth happens from the same place she conceives. Cannot be a C-section. Well, the Psim and the Kamad, the Berek Yaita Dyphon, where he says C-section does bring a carbon. So he answered, the answer to him is, that ain't okinami. The difference is when she's Megayer in between. Dr. Gemara Vayter. Amru Rabbanan Lekamed Rapapa. Rabbanan said over this stickle Torah, these last few things, in front of Rapapa. So he said, do these answers make any sense? Latanya, Shen Yaitzen, En Yaitzen Mel Kruchen. The Brisa says that a sandal was born wrapped around the other baby. They're wrapped around each other.
Do they always come out together, you're saying?
That's the kasha. And therefore, it's impossible that you went to the mikveh in between. That's the kasha. You answered me, she had one birth, ran to the mikveh, and had the baby afterwards. Right? That's what you answered me. And the answer is, the question of that is, it's impossible. You answered me in enough communities of Gerus, right? That she had to bring a carbon for the sandal that was born after Gerus? Well, the sandal comes out together with the other one. There is no Gerus in between. That's the kasha. So, Trashi. No, Shayyites and sandal with Lachimah. Yes, only sandal. Twins don't come out that way. Kruchen, Dvukim Zebezeh. So, Trashi, Beloy, Dvukim Mamish. They're not Siamese twins. But the Yaitzim Yachad, Yavshish, this guy has been dying. It's impossible to go to the mikvah. They're not Siamese twins, but they're not coming out separately.
Smushed together.
Zuck
the where are they
smushed
attached?
Together. They're, not
they're not attached. They're just wrapped around each other.
Wrapped around the
they're not Siamese twins.
What is the problem over here when they're wrapped together?
We answered that she gave birth when she was non-Jewish, went to the mikvah, and then gave birth to a sandal. We're saying that cannot happen because they come out together.
And therefore,
she can't go to the mikvah in between.
That's the only difference.
Well, it's a question. You gave me an answer, and the answer doesn't work.
Okay.
And for the Gemara, Ela Amar Papa Shmamina Mikrach Karach LeVlad Apalge Sandal Apalge. What happens is, the sandal is wrapped around the baby in the middle of his body, meaning the sandal's head is around the midpoint of the other baby. And pushes the baby upwards towards his head. Now, it's going to be now, the difference is going to be, we haven't finished yet. I'm trying to answer. The difference is going to be a birth head first or a bad foot first, or a birth breech. That's going to be the difference. If it's breech, what happens is, if it's head first, the sandal will come out first. And if it's feet first, the other baby will come out first.
What is breech?
Head foot first.
Mm-hmm.
Foot first. When a woman gives birth, most of the time, the head comes out first. Much healthier. Much safer. Sometimes, the woman gives birth, we call it breech. The feet come out first.
And that would make a difference.
That's why we're learning now. We're going to try to explain this. Again, I ask everybody, please give the Gemara a chance. It does such a good job explaining itself. Give them a chance. Zok the Gemara. Zok Rashi. I'm going to read one Rashi. Since we say the difference is geirus, that happens when the baby comes out first and then the sandal. We said, let's stop for a second. We asked the question, what difference does it make a sandal by a bechor? We answered, the sandal came out first, then came out the baby. That baby will be a bechor l'nachla, not a bechor l'kayat. If the baby came out first, there wouldn't be any question. He's a bechor for both. It's because the sandal came out first, followed by the other baby. Therefore, the other baby is only a bechor l'nachla. That's that case. By the case of Gairus, what did we answer? The other baby came out first. Then the mother ran to the mikvah. Then the sandal came out. So you have over here, in the case of bechor, we had the other baby coming out first. In the case of Gairus, we had the sandal, in the case of Bechor, we had the sandal coming out first. In the case of Gairus, we had the other one coming out first. It can go either way, right? So one case in Afkamina is if the sandal comes out first, and the other case in Afkamina is if the baby comes out first. That's what we said. It can go either way. Sometimes one is born first, sometimes the other is born first. But now we say they're wrapped around each other. So now the Gemara is going to say as follows. So again, then the next baby won't have to be a pigeon or ben. Now we say they're coming out together. Together doesn't mean equal. Mamish, head to head, chest to chest, foot to foot. That's not what we mean. Then they both will be born simultaneous. And the high krukim de tanya hachi, who mikruk currently vlad the sandu apalge de reich of the apalge. The vlad wraps the sandu around at its midpoint. That means the head of the sandu is higher than the head of the baby. The legs of the sandu are higher than the legs of the baby. Right?
It's wrapped around the waist, kind of thing.
The baby wraps
right.
The sandu around the waist. So if it's going to be a head first, the sandal is going to be born first. Because this head of the sandal is the head of the baby. If it's going to be a feet first, then the baby is going to be born first. So they are going to be born separately at different times because of the way they're situated. The head of the sandal is higher up or whatever, lower down, depending which way it's coming out, than the head of the live baby. The live baby is pushing the sandal upwards towards the head. So it depends whether it's foot first or head first. I hope I'm explaining myself. Let's try it again. The high krukim de tani yachi mik required by vlad the sandal apalde. The reish avlad talkum kinegi tibur reish o sandal. The head of the baby is by the navel of the sandal. And the baby is pushing the sandal out. So now, let's go back to the Gemara. So let's understand the facts. The facts are the baby is wrapped around the sandal at its midpoint and is pushing the sandal to leave the mother. Now, so, because remember, the baby is alive. The baby is alive and the sandal is not. So obviously the baby has a little bit more strength than the sandal, right? So now, so what happens is as follows. Gabi Mechairis, Kachiyatsu Derech Rosheyam, was a natural birth. The sandal caught them. The sandal came out first, Venafik. Gabi Kritzis, Kachiyatsu Derech Magalisheyam. The Vlad caught them Venafik. Then the baby will come out first. So she can run to the mikvah after the baby comes out before the sandal comes out. Because the baby is being born first, and the sandal is behind them, she can run to the mikveh in between.
While he's still wrapped? Not wrapped.
It is wrapped, meaning, well, once he comes out, he's not wrapped.
Baby going to the
So that's a big problem. Why isn't that a chatzitza? So this is going to be a... But that's the case. So the Gemara is answering, yes, you can go to the mikvah. I says they're together. Together doesn't mean together. Together means that the baby is wrapped around the midpoint of the sandal. If they come out head first, the sandal is coming out first. Therefore, the next one is not a b'chor l'kayin. If they go out feet first, the baby is more first. She can run to the mikvah in between.
But
either way, it doesn't come out completely before the other one comes out. It's coming out partially, and then the other guy comes out with it, and then the rest. No, that's not true. The baby will come out first. And yes, we'll drop the sandal when he comes out. Meaning, he's a living baby, the
sandal's
not. So they're wrapped, but then he comes out first.
If it's only the head coming, where the head comes, the head is what determines.
Actually, it's usually
the body. Yes and no, either the head or most of the body. Rashi. Zot Rashi, Gabi Bechairis, the meaning of Yotza Sandal Trila, Nasu Yotza Tarek Rusheya. And by Krisis, if they came out foot first. That's the first answer to Gemara. Revuna Bat Tachlifa, Mishmei the Rav Amar, Afilu Tema Mitzum Tzamim.
I say this is on the test for sure.
He has the questions already. You can even say that it's exact. They're even. Now listen carefully. The Bechairis, she yatsu derech margaliseyam. By the case of Bechairis, it's going foot first. Vlad isbe chiyusa sarek v'loy nafik. The baby resists going out. So the, automatically, even though they're together, the sandal will come out first. Because the sandal has no resistance power. And therefore, the baby is resisting. Has to be pushed out. The sandal comes out much easier. So therefore the sandal slips out. They're even, but the sandal will go out first because he's not resisting. Gabe Vlad, the Isme Chiyusa, Sarich, drags himself below Nafik. He doesn't want to come out. Sandal the Lesme Chiyusa, Sarich Venafik. He slips out. Gabe Krisis, Siyasu Derech Rishaya. By Krisis, talking about they came out head first. Vlad is Mechiyuse, the Nafik Reisha Aveleda. Now, this is different. The baby is born once the head comes out, even if the rest of the body didn't come out. The head is a birth. By a non-living baby, the head is not a birth. You need most of the body. So, the head of the baby will come out before most of the body of the sandal. Right. Yeah, but it's still going to not come out that much earlier. The head of the sandal will come out first. But that doesn't make a difference. Because for a non-living baby, head is not considered a birth.
Why would the whole sandal come out first?
I guess, the way they're situated, I'm not, you know, I'm not there. I have a sandal on the Nafik Rube till most of it comes out. Let me just read Rashi. Look, Rashi. Gabi Bechayr, we did that. Mutzumtzamim Sheikhun Zeh Josef. They're next to each other. Ve'ebuk Shmaitza. Remember the Rabbama Ba'amr Bechayrish Yotze Derech Rishayim? No. By Bechayrish, they're going out foot first. Sarich Oiches B'yodav L'mayla. The baby holds on. Ve'enim B'mayra Lotzeis. The sandal machlik v'yaitze kaitim, he comes out first. When he goes foot first, it has to be most of the body. Most of the body of the sandal will come out first because it doesn't resist. Sarich machlik slips. Havilei just slips out. The Kaimel on my pair, Kiyotza Roy Sharu Kiyolin. Head is born. Abu Sandal, the Navi Gruba. The Ein Roy Snefel Choshev. A head of a non-living baby is not called a birth. Now, Chamina Mepchiris, Ein Harais Paita Benefalim. A rice is not considered a birth by a Nefel. But on the Navi Sandal, this guy with a Tavla. So the baby's, it's a very complicated case. The living baby's head came out. She ran to the mikvah. And then gave birth to everything else.
She's a live baby.
A live baby. So she jumped into the mikvah with a live baby.
But he's not Jewish.
He's not going to be Jewish, but the sandal, meaning she has to bring a carbon for the sandal. We're not talking about Jewish, we're talking about carbon. She gave birth to the sandal after she went to the mikvah.
Maybe his head's Jewish.
Again, the baby, she was not a Jewish woman. She gave birth to the head of a living baby. That's all she gave birth to.
Where
is the sandal? The sandal's still inside. Again. This answer answered they're even.
Oh, okay.
The sandal's head came out first. Meaningless. The baby's head came out afterwards. Birth. She ran to the mikveh, then the rest of the sandal came out. Since the head of the sandal was not a birth, it was a meaningless.
The rest of the body is.
The rest of the body, right body is. It's a complicated case. You would have to jump into the mikveh quickly, and that kid better not drown. That the head came out. That's, you know, the first father baby.
The birth of the head is considered a birth.
By a living baby, only.
Yet, when he goes to the mikveh, it doesn't work for him.
No, it's not. It has to be total body type.
But if you're totally inside, it works.
That's a good question. So maybe it is a gayrus for him. But he was born as a guy. He's not getting the gayrus in utero. His head's out. I don't know. I don't know if it works for him or not. Yes?
You said head. It's actually the nose, correct? When the baby is born up to the nose.
I don't remember. It's going to be a good one. So let's wait it out.
Okay, because
I don't remember that.
At the point where you can section a baby to save the mother's life, if I recall correctly, it's up to the point where the nose is.
Again, I'm not going to agree, nor am I going to disagree, because I don't know, and I think it's going to be a Gemara.
I mean, this whole thing is something that we talked about 25 years ago, is that the Gemara will often present define the borders of a situation
yes.
by presenting in a very outside case.
Yes.
I think I have no idea what the cognate of a sandal is, fetus operasi. It is something which has been noted in the Egyptian, the Roman, the Greek, and Levantine cultures, but both India and China had a very well-developed medical literature, and it's not noted at all in either of those.
Again, you know me, I have one source of medical literature.
Yeah,
Bodily.
Also,
you tell me.
So we also have talked about flying camels, and I don't believe that you would give credence to the fact that flying camels...
Again, this is not a conversation we're having now. Yes?
The baby just came out, but it was wrapped around the stomach. What difference does that make?
That was the first Terrence.
And that's...
That just says which way, who's going to come out first.
Okay, and my other question is, Sora's stomach has swims, and the nurse tried a ribbon around one of the hands, came up first. What was that all about?
Nothing.
It was a nothing situation?
He wasn't a b'chor. B'chor is ferret. Zerach, who had the hand thing tied around him, is not the b'chor.
It served no
purpose. It made the nurse feel good, that's for sure.
Why do we know about it even?
Because the Torah told me.
Why the Torah?
Good question. You're the one that knows all the Mepharshim, not me, so you can look it up in your Mepharshim there. I don't know all the Mepharshim of Chumash. I'm sure somebody said something.
Same question is with the two pebbles and the tube as far as
Asa. Right. Halachically, Yaakov is not the Mepharshim.
Exactly.
That's a Shver Rashi. Rashi said that Yaakov was the Bechor because he was conceived first. In Halacha, we go by the one born first, not by the one conceived first.
Take a look at my Chumash. That's exactly what I wrote.
Well, all the Mepharshim ask that question and they get involved
with that.
No, but so every Achron talks about that. This is a big kasha. Rashi makes it sound like conception is Bechor. It's not true. We go by later. You talk about it in your Sefer? Teresimi?
So many parshas now. Rebbe has
parshas Torah, you know? No, I didn't. I never wrote a Shul Torah. But everybody talks about it. I know the Klichemda talks about it. A memory part of quite a mess discussion. We go by birth, not by conception. So what difference does it make that Yaakov was conceived first? And Allah is not a Bechor. Also, the whole concept we are dealing before Mount Torah. How do you buy Bechor? How do you buy Bechira? What? Can you sell two babies are born today? Can you buy the firstborn rights? No such thing. Can't buy Bechira. It's not a trend. So that's what they all talk about. The Mepharshim. Everybody and his brother talks about this. I don't remember.
Isn't that a monetary thing?
Again. Yaakov Avinu bought Bechira for how do you buy Bechira?
selling Judaism. You can't sell things. Some things can't be sold.
He sold it twice.
But, okay.
If the first one was